for 1 year. That record was broken in 1991. And the disasters in 1992 broke the record of 1991. And the disasters of 1993 exceeded 1992. And the disasters of 1994 exceeded 1993. And the disasters that took place in 95 exceeded 1994. And the disasters that took place in the United States in 1996 exceeded 1995. And here we are at the end of 1997, and I haven't heard the statistics yet, but I've watched what's went on this year, and I'm unsure whether 1997 is going to exceed the cost of 1996. But disregarding this year, it's clear that we're in a time period where the disasters are just accelerating in agreement with this prophecy. This buffalo was born in 1994. And it said that the disasters would increase, and at this time, the American Indians were to seek to come together with the other religions of the world in order to usher in an era of peace. Now, the prophecy said 5 years of increasing disasters, and if you take 1994 and you add 5 years to it, you get to 1999, which is the ushering in of what the New Agers would call the Age of Aquarius, the year 2000, the New Age. The very reason that they have the tag, the New Age Movement. So this prophecy not only comes just at the right time, but it comes with the birth of a female white buffalo, which is a genetic impossibility. So because it was a genetic impossibility, and this these people that had the buffalo born to them knew nothing of this prophecy at that time, they intended to have a sperm sample and a blood sample taken on the bull of this buffalo to determine how this could happen. And 6 days after this white buffalo was born, this Indian holy man, his name's Dr. Arvel Looking Horse, called these people on the phone, and he is the holy man that is in possession of the peace pipe. It's been handed down from his father, from his grandfather, great-grandfather, since the buffalo lady gave it to the American Indians 19 generations ago. And he told them some more of the prophecy than what I've told you. He said that part of the prophecy was is that the father that sired this buffalo calf was supposed to give his life for the buffalo calf, and that he had had a dream the night before. This is 6 days after the buffalo was born. And that he seen a large black object in the bull's stomach, and that it was going to die. And if they wanted to do that sperm sample and blood sample, they needed to do it right away, because in his dream it was demonstrated this bull would die. So he told them the rest of the prophecy.